This is the World Cafe. I'm David Dye.
San Francisco-based rapper Michael Franti has a gift. His songs can mobilize protesters at a rally or call partiers to the dance floor. Call it social justice with a beat.
I kind of felt like an outsider in my family and in the community I was raised in. And so I've always had an affinity with other people who felt that way, and who were the underdog.
Franti's perspective may have something to do with his unusual upbringing. The musician who was black was adopted at birth by white parents. The people who loved him were the same color as the kids who hurled racial slurs his way. Sometimes I feel like a sociogenetic experiment. But Franti always felt at home listening to music. As a boy, he was drawn to the work of Marvin Gaye and Curtis Mayfield, popular soul men who didn't shy away from tackling controversial themes. When that music gave way to disco in the late 70s, Franti found musical alternatives on community radio. He discovered the political poetry of reggae artists Bob Marley and Lynton Kwesi Johnson, the rowdy idealism of The Clash, and of course, the burgeoning street music of hip-hop. Rap reminded Franti of folk music.
It's kind of the same ethos of, you know, I'm sitting on my front porch and all we've got is this old guitar that's been in the corner of the house for years, and I'm going to pick it up and I'm going to pluck out three chords and I'm going to sing something that is from my heart about really what's happening in my life.
Inspiration can come from pretty strange places. Franti's decision to start rapping didn't originate with anything he heard on the radio or in the streets. It came from a stint working at a cake baking plant. He and a friend began to make rhymes to the rhythms of the factory's machines. From that, Franti's first band, The Beatniks, was born. The Beatniks morphed into the disposable heroes of hip-hopracy. Backed by bass, drums, and an assortment of found instruments, the rapper used his lush baritone to rail against the system. He doled out heated commentary about racial identity, political corruption, even America's addiction to TV. TV is a reason why
less than 10% of our nation reads books. My music was very confrontational, and I wanted it to be that way. As time went on, I realized that it's great for us to get out there and to raise our fists in the air and to raise our voices about what we feel strongly about that's happening in the world. But it's not that hard to become an activist. All you gotta do is show up. But to show up the second or third time, or to still be working in a community center two or three decades down the line, takes inspiration. And so now I want to make music that inspires people.
Franti used his determination to inspire people to form Spearhead in 1994. The artist was no less angry, but the rough edges around his music softened. He introduced 70s-style funk into the mix. Franti also began to draw on personal experience to champion larger issues, from AIDS to homelessness. I pay for all the stuff and get a pocket full of change. We should have given to the man's a question in my brain. What's gonna happen if I give the man a dime? I don't wanna pay for another brother's wine. Along with a growing list of activist causes, Franti has added reggae, Afrobeat, and even bossa nova sounds to his hip-hop, a symbolic nod to his vision of global harmony. But he's also subtracted, too. On his album Songs from the Back Porch, Franti sets his rhymes to acoustic guitar. Starvation
is a creation of the devil. It's the same creativity that when you're working at a burger joint inspires you to write happy faces with mustard on the burgers as they go by you on a conveyor belt in order to keep it interesting along the way for myself and for the listeners.
That's a radical statement coming from a dedicated vegan. But then again, he's a pretty radical man. Franti writes about his personal revolution, commenting that he went from a black-booted voice of youthful rage into a barefoot clarion for social justice. Full of life like a man going to Mecca, sky
high like an eagle up soaring, I speak low but... Michael Franti for Black History Month here on the World Cafe.